right. Take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks opening sharply lower on Wall Street as the president threatens more tariffs.
President Trump last week announced tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. And China quickly responded with its own duties, prompting the president to return with a new list covering $200 billion in Chinese imports. China says it's ready to retaliate again, calling the U.S. plan irrational.
Fox's Simon Owen. The president set to talk immigration today with House GOP leaders as criticism continues for its treatment of migrant kids at our southern border.
According to DHS, nearly 2,000 children have been taken away from their parents over the last 6 weeks since the zero-tolerance policy went into effect.
Fox's John Decker. And Queen Elizabeth is a great-grandma again, Princess Anne's daughter Zara Tyndall giving birth to a baby girl. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Once again today, storms will be around, but they will be few and far between. Hot and humid today with a high around 94, heat index near or above 100. A sun and cloud mix with only isolated storms around. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, triple digit heat index again, high around 93. Random scattered afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday in the afternoon and evening with highs in the lower 90s. Our free weather app keeps you on top of the weather wherever you go. It knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for that location, plus radar, future radar, and the forecast. Download it for your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Court documents show a teenager charged with killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend in Butler County confessed to the crime. Harrison English is charged with murder in the death of 18-year-old Mara McCoy. An affidavit shows English killed her because they disagreed over what to do about her pregnancy. His bond is set at $500,000. Montgomery police are looking for 46-year-old Kanaki Barnes. He's wanted on multiple charges, including domestic violence, harassment, and criminal mischief. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And three people have died in a head-on collision in Coffee County. State troopers say the crash happened Monday morning on Highway 167 between Troy and Enterprise. Three others were injured and taken to the hospital. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the bearded pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, Tuesday edition here.
How you doing?
I've got one F. Jackson Campbell the III to my right. Fitzgerald is what the F stands for. Jack's mother was a long line of blue blood Fitzgeralds.
My mother'd roll in her grave to think she was called a blue blood.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I have, Jack, a great deal of news today. I won't lie to you. Today, I have so much news we couldn't possibly cover it all.
Well, let's try to.
Well, I thought about, you know, in the mornings I sit here for an hour or so and try to figure out how are we gonna, what are we going to open with, what are we going to talk about, what's the take going to be on this story or that story. And a lot of times, you know, I'll look and I'll say, okay, I got 10 stories. I really want to cover these four. These other six, you know, if it gets slow, we can move on to those. I went through today. There were about 15 stories. I thought, you know, we would be doing our audience a disservice. I would feel dishonest with them if we didn't cover all of these stories. So that's where we are, Jack. So much. We got trade stories.
I don't want to talk about that.
We've got stories out of Italy. I'm starting to fall in love with their interior minister. This guy named, what's his name? Matteo Salvini. This guy is a Baron Coleman Republican right here over in Italy. I like
this
guy.
But he's Italian, not French.
Jack. Ugh. Jack. Holiday today. Juneteenth.
Sure is.
See? Juneteenth. WSFA actually had a really nice write-up on how Juneteenth started. I didn't know the full details behind it, but they had it's a really nice write-up. 153 years ago today, June 19th, 1865, Major General Gordon Granger marches into Galveston, Texas, and tells the locals the war has ended. This is before the internet, Jack. No texting back then. No texting. No Obama phones.
Yeah.
And that was on June 19th, 1865. And so Galveston, Texas sort of celebrated it as a holiday, and then it sort of took on meaning for the rest of Texas. And then it's sort of, during the Civil Rights era and beyond, it's sort of taken on a new meaning.
It's a big deal in Texas.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It should be a big deal. It's a big day, you know. No longer can own human beings. That's pretty monumental. Pretty monumental. Anyway, you seem sour.
I'm mad. That's
what are you
why
mad
I'm
at, Jack?
This damn immigration thing. I think it's a wedge that Ryan and them are trying to do to undermine the party and our candidates so the Democrats will take over. I swear I do.
Well, here's what I told
you. This could have waited.
Here's what I said, and I'll say it on the air. I don't normally say things like this, but here's what I said as the opening music was playing. The opening announcement to the radio program was playing. This is what I said to Jack Campbell. If the average rank and file Republican realized that the establishment of the Republican Party purposefully sabotages the Republican Party so that we will remain a perpetual minority, if the average Republican realized that that was the goal of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all their minions on the fancy committees up there in Washington, D.C., that the Republican Party wants to be a permanent minority in Congress, they want the Democrats to have the majority. If the average Republican knew that, they would revolt. But again, what do? You got to throw them out in the primary. You can't go vote for the Democrat because that's achieving the goal of McConnell
and
Ryan.
Right. Well, I'm not sure that's their. I think they're trying to put a wedge between the voters and Trump, especially the Republicans and Trump. All this, oh, we're breaking up families. Some big headline, family breakup, dividing the GOP.
Oh, I have a
could have waited until after the election, but now it's going to be an issue.
I have a story here. I'm trying to find it in my gigantic stack of tremendous amount of news today. Here it is. Ted Cruz, of all people, introducing legislation to keep immigrant families together. Children belong with their mothers and fathers.
See, I'm
I agree with that.
I do too.
But don't bring them into the country. Don't go commit crimes with them if you are intent on staying together, because there is a chance you'll get caught entering this country and you'll be separated from your children. If you don't want to be separated, don't. I don't want to say this, but I have to. Look at the television. Trey Gowdy is a caricature of himself. That is ridiculous that any human being would go into. If you're not coming off a 7-day meth bender, you shouldn't look like that in public. That is gross. That's a disgrace. That's an affront to humanity. Why does he look like that, Jack? Would you go into public looking like that?
I wouldn't go into private looking like that.
I mean, come on. He's doing it on purpose? Carolyn thinks he's doing it on purpose. I don't know why. I don't know what you would be achieving. What we're talking about is there's a hearing, a public hearing right now. The House Committee on something, whatever chair Trey Gowdy chairs. This is one of those committees where issues go to die. This is the committee that absolved Hillary Clinton on Benghazi, made sure nothing happened. This is the committee that, I mean, anytime there's a kerfuffle in Washington, they assign it to this committee. Trey Gowdy acts tough, gets a few headlines, tricks Republicans into thinking he's one of them, and then nothing happens. And that's what's going on right now. Horowitz is testifying in front of that committee. And Trey Gowdy has the ugliest and worst beard I've ever seen attempted to grow on a man's face. This is what happens when a 14-year-old doesn't shave. It's awful looking. It's peach fuzz run amok, Jack. He already has the worst hair in Congress.
It looks better today than it has.
His hair looks... Now he finally got his hair under control and found a cut that works for his strangely shaped features. And then he grows this thing on his face. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, I didn't mean to point all that out, but I kept looking up at the monitor thinking, what the hell's going on in there? I didn't know if they were having a hearing on the dangers of heroin. And Trey Gowdy was talking from experience. Was he testifying or questioning? Stuff will get you.
That's just mean-spirited, isn't it?
Who, me?
Yeah, that's just as mean as you can be.
But anyway, Ted Cruz... Ted Cruz introducing legislation that he says will keep families together... I'm trying to find his exact words in this.
You know why he's doing it? Because he's got a damn election.
A legitimate Democrat running against him.
I know.
All Americans are rightly horrified by the images we're seeing on this news. On the news. Children in tears pulled away from their mothers and fathers. This must stop now, says Mr. Heidi Cruz. We can end this crisis by passing the legislation I am introducing this week. I actually don't have a terrible problem with the legislation. I have a problem with the language he uses dressing up the legislation. I have a problem with the fact that nobody's pointing out this was also the policy of the Obama administration. This is not unique to the Trump administration. These child detention centers started under the Obama administration. The initial pictures where they tried to start savaging Trump for these pictures
are not from now.
They're from 2014.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was being made fun of in press dinners in 2014. He wasn't the president. He still gets made fun of in press dinners. But he wasn't the president. Says, repeatedly, I have visited detention facilities tragically housing young children. For far too long, children have been the greatest victims of our broken immigration system, with tens of thousands of children who were detained under the Obama administration and continuing through today. And with far too many of those children facing horrific physical or sexual assault from criminal human traffickers. Then stop giving them incentive to get here. If the situation's awful, don't invite them in. Fred's in a hurry. That's supposed to spur me on, Fred, that you're in a hurry?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, consider me spurred.
All right, that's all I got. No, hey. Jack, good morning.
How you doing?
Sir, I'm just kicking it, having fun. It's Tuesday, so we can talk about anything, right?
No.
All right, I'm not. Now, as far as Trey Gowdy goes, when you get a break, I know you got a Bible at your side, Darren. Barron,
I got it memorized. I don't need one by my side.
All right, there you go. I believe it says it. I know Jack does because he's living at the foot of the cross.
You know it.
I know it. But anyway, I think it's Romans 1:1 says, to condemn others is condemning yourself.
No, that's so, not, you know, that, is not that is not Romans 1:1. I can assure you.
I think it is.
No.
Well, check it out.
I'm going.
Anyway,
I'm going to just.
The
so
point
I can
is, your hair. You know, you look like you cut your own hair. Do you?
Who? Trey Gowdy?
No, you.
No, you.
No, I won't tell you the name of the person who cuts my hair.
I think his name's Barron.
No, it's not.
It looks like you're cutting it yourself. I cut mine.
I don't care. I mean, look. I don't care. I'm not in Congress on TV with a 7-day shaggy beard that looks absolutely asinine.
All right. Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you should. You'll understand my frustration.
All right. One request.
Mm-hmm.
Months ago, Jack, I told you about the low spark of high heel boys.
Yeah.
And he still hadn't played.
I played it twice now.
Hey, don't raise your voice at me.
Here's Romans 1:1. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Quite different from what you said.
Maybe it's not Romans 1:1. Well, it's something 1:1.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think it is.
I'll find it.
I think you're just making stuff up.
It does say to condemn others is condemning yourself. So I was just double checking your hair and your 5-day-old beard. How many kids are y'all going to have?
I actually do have a 4 or 5-day-old beard right now.
How many children are you going to have?
As many as the Lord blesses us with. Children are a blessing, not a burden.
Well, they're a blessing for sure. I've got one. I got a little one, believe it or not.
Yeah.
At my age. But it is a total blessing.
Yeah. They're not a burden. They're
y'all might. Once you get to 7, you may leave one at McDonald's and drive off the beach and, you know, forget you've left one.
You know, wasn't it Jesus who was left behind in Jerusalem, and he said, wouldn't you know I'd be in my Father's house?
I'd love to see them all. I love kids.
I do
anyway.
Too. And I don't have any problem at all with,
6 or 7.
Look, I mean, again, I don't view my children as a burden.
Well, I understand. So she's the one that does all the cleaning and the laundry and the cooking and the taking back and forth and all that.
No, I actually do most of the cooking primarily.
Yeah.
But she does. Yeah, she does a lot of the transporting around and I don't know. I mean, we have a division of labor at our house. Everything.
Well, I hear you, but it's no big deal. But with 7 at St. James, you know, that's $70,000 before tax a year.
That's after taxes.
Is it?
My kids don't go to St. James.
Okay, but they might. Are they homeschooled?
Yeah. No, they're not going to St. James. I can assure you they'll never go to St. James. Not a single one of my children will ever go there. Fine school. I'm not knocking it, but I can, you know, I know our philosophy on education. And and none of our children will go to St. James.
Well, I know it's a blessing when you see them and they all jump in your lap and all that. But
it is.
Do you get, as it was at 3 and then 4, do you find that you're spending less time with all of them because you got more to love on?
No, not at all.
You know what I mean, though? You might end up spending a little less time with all of them because you got so many.
You mean on an individual basis?
Well, just
look,
family
look, every,
on the
look,
weekend.
Let me say this. Everything, I'm trying not to be offended by your interrogation. Every decision and action you take in life has costs and benefits, okay?
Sure.
Having extra children cost me things like nicer cars, better vacations, bigger house, nicer stuff in my house.
Closes for them. Yeah.
There's an absolute financial and opportunity cost with having children. One of those opportunity costs is I don't get to hover over my child, my lone child, all day, every day, and go. And you know, I don't get to do kindergarten graduation pictures. And I don't get to do you know all the things that you sometimes see people do. But I'm not sure that opportunity cost, those things they're missing out on, are necessarily beneficial. And if they are beneficial, I'm not sure they're beneficial on a scale of having a tremendous number of siblings that love on them and can care for them as they age with one another, that can stick up for them. I mean, I watched my son the other day, and I hate to say this. I watched my son the other day stick up for one of his little siblings out on the playground. And,
how cute is that?
Was a point of pride. This daddy was beaming when I found out about it. Somebody threw a football at his little brother, and he picked the football up and threw it and hit the guy right in the face with it. And I just thought, you know what? This is, they have so much care and compassion for each other. They love each other so much. And anybody who has two kids knows you don't love your one kid less because you have a second kid. You actually
share more love.
You have more love capacity in your body with each additional child. And that's the way it is in our house. So I would rather have seven kids than one, but that's me. Some people probably disagree.
Well, and I'll tell you, if I had maybe some help with a nanny and I wasn't working and both of us were doing it, I would absolutely love to have.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking anybody's decision, you know, but it does bother me when people act like, oh, my gosh, how do you possibly get by in life? I can't hardly stand the one kid I have. Well, you know what?
Right.
Then if you can't stand your kids, you probably shouldn't have other kids. But
there
I love my kids, and we can stand the hell out of our kids, and I want to have,
well,
I have a lot.
I think it's admirable.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And awesome. All right, guys, good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Well, welcome to the warm and fuzzy hour of News and Views.
Well, I didn't know where he was going with it.
Well, I don't know what the hell he was asking all those questions about.
Well, but he's a nice guy.
Oh, I like Fred.
Him. Yeah.
How you darn? I see T. Spears wound up.
Yeah.
She's holding.
We'll get to her.
She'll be wound up.
We'll get to everybody. Your calls are welcome. It's Tuesday. Boy, we got a bunch of news to cover.
Roxanne will be here to cover them.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade, putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families, keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, bling me up, Scotty. Yeah, let's get that ring redone. Let's get a re-rhodium. Let's make it look blingy, beautiful, clean, and shiny like the day we got it. Marguerite's is now in the Pepper Tree Shops in Vaughan Road. And we're looking forward to seeing you. We're open 7 days a week in the Pepper Tree Shops right there by Chappie's. Yes, either, you know, just get it blinged up or maybe get a little bigger diamond or a new diamond or our first diamond. Either way, come visit Marguerite's in the Pepper Tree Shops and get blinged up.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the tea and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time dad's got a little love. That and a Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt blower from the Home Depot. Right now, it's just $119. Put cordless power right where he needs it this Father's Day. In his hands and in his yard. A happy Father's Day starts with a happy father. And this gets you both. The Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt blower. Just $119. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Their $99 special turned into $299.
Exactly.
That's bad math, but I have good news. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros, starting at $29.99 a day.
Thanks, Doc.
Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Getting conflicting text messages here.
About that bread call?
Yes. I've got some people saying, amen, brother, preach it. And I have other people saying, what the hell's wrong with you? Let me just say this. And I thought I made it clear last segment. Maybe I didn't. I don't care what decision people make with respect to whether they have any children or one child or two children or five children or 20 children. I think it's base and insulting when people comment on the number of children you have, whether it's one or seven. It's none of your G-damn business how many kids I have. If I come to you asking for support, then you're more than welcome to chime in. But until then, shut your blanking mouth. I don't give a blank what the blank you have to say about my blanking situation. Okay? I don't want you commenting to me at Walmart. Are all these kids yours? Same father? I don't want to hear all that crap, okay? It's none of your damn business.
All right.
How many kids people? No, it's just not, Jack.
I agree, and I know people say to you all the time, don't you know what causes that? I know you.
And I'm damn good at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I say. So please don't call here and ask Barron how many kids he has and then ask him a bunch of questions about it.
You know,
it annoys him, and I know this.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Mallory, who's 6'8", and every time you're with him in public, every time, somebody inevitably says, man, you're tall. Like he didn't know that. No. You know? Like it never dawned on him that he was a taller American. It bothers me. I don't care how many kids you have. I hope nothing I said last segment was interpreted to mean I judge people who don't have more than one kid or don't have more than two kids. I don't have any kids. I don't care what you do with your life. But you shouldn't care what I do with my life. It should not be a subject of mortal fascination to you that you get in and you dig and you ask a bunch of questions about. We have a big family. I don't care that you don't. I don't think I'm better than you for it. That's just a decision we made. But my point in saying that we have more love for each child is anybody with two kids knows you don't love the one kid less. It's not like you have a hundred pieces of love and now you got to split them 50-50. That's not the way it works. Not the way it works. So I just don't, I get sick of it. I get sick of it. I'm not dogging on Fred or anything, but every now and then frustrations bubble to the surface. I did embarrass a woman trick-or-treating one time.
You tell that story.
Have I told that story on air?
Yeah, about how good you were.
I went on and on. And the woman's face got redder and redder. She said, you know what causes that, don't you? And I went into detail about how much I know about it.
Yeah, I bet. I imagine that was a...
That went over well.
She won't ever ask that again.
T-Spear.
And you talked to me about being wound up. That is so cool. Here it is. Parents who have good, loving relationships with good, loving relationships nurtured children don't love their children 1+1, they love them exponentially. And the love goes all the way around the family, and it shows every day when the kids are out in public and one of them's misbehaving. You can say one of those other kids, look at that child, like, we don't put up with that. So don't ever think that these other parents, I'm not saying you, Barron, these other parents don't ever need to think that children who come from large families are... somehow losing something or being selfish or whatever. Take care of your own children. Take care of your own family. And until you do that, shut the hell up. I mean, just that other person just needs to shut up and go away. That's number one. Craig Gowdy has become a huge disappointment. I mean, so many of us were so ready for him to look at Hillary Clinton and motion for those two guards that are on each end of the Senate chambers to come and take her arm in arm and take her home to jail. We were ready for it. And he didn't do it. And he drops the ball over and over and over again to the point that he has become nothing but a disappointment. And that's really sad because so many of us were really looking forward to having someone, a strong constitutionalist in our house that would stick up for our country and would stick up for the values that this country was founded on.
He wants to be a lobbyist. He wants to leave and be a lobbyist.
Well, he said he's going to work for justice in some capacity.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
Yeah. Let me say this. I was never fooled by Trey Gowdy. When the Tea Party folks and the right-wingers were all up in arms, oh, this Trey Gowdy, he's the next incarnation of Christ. I'm telling you, I was saying I don't trust the guy. I don't like him. I said it on the air. People gave me a hard time about it. I said it in private. People gave me a hard time. But how can you say that about the guy? He's just an incredible interrogator. He's a lukewarm. Lukewarm Republican, for one. He's not a hardcore right winger. He's a lukewarm Republican, and he's a paper tiger. He talks a big game, but he always will undermine the position in the end. He will go right up to the line, and then he'll back off at the last second. And you'll notice when he was saying that, oh yeah, this Russia investigation, this is definitely needed and warranted. And
yeah,
and, I mean, you know, that's Trey Gowdy in a nutshell. That's why he chairs this committee. This is the committee where investigations go to look tough, but ultimately die.
And like I said, that's sad. because it shouldn't be. We should have someone in we should have 125 people in those offices that give a damn about us. And unfortunately, we don't. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
It is sad. And then to go down to the children, these children are, a lot of them are not with their parents. You know, what kind of quasi-slavery have they been handed off to? Because when the parents hand them off to these coyotes to say, well, if you can use this child to be able to get into the United States and this is your child, so there's your entry, that's nothing but a new form of slavery. We've got to stop this. And the people who are complaining about all these tent cities and all that have been put up for these children, our military doesn't have nearly as nice of a tent city in a lot of the active duty places that they're at. So get over it, liberals. I really don't give a damn.
All right, T-Spear, thanks.
T-Spear said thank hell you. And damn twice today.
I know she is fired up.
She's, yeah.
Salty dog. Salty. Randall.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Randall.
I want to thank Fred for that phone call. Look, I've always heard that word jealousy, but I've never seen it in real life, real time take place. That was pretty cool. That was jealousy in its best right there. You ought to be proud, Barry. I mean, at first I was like, how in the world of Barry not cussing and slamming out? Then I realized, he loves your life, and he just wants it, man. That's all.
Look, I'm not mad at Fred.
I think he was just kind of needling Barry.
I'm not mad at Fred. I think he was just joking around. But as I started talking about it, I started getting fired up because, look, I mean, it's something when you have six, we'll have seven here in the next couple of weeks at most. When you have six children and
By the way, I heard it was triplets.
Not triplets, Jay. That's too many kids.
No,
listen. When you have a lot of kids, though, every time you leave the house, somebody says something. And I just don't know where we as a society got off thinking that it was okay to sort of go out in public and tell people you disapprove of their children. You know, my kids are... they have their moments, but by and large, they're sort of well-behaved. I mean, we can sit at church, and they don't distract the people around us. They can sit still for an hour. And, you know, we're Catholic. It's not like it's a rock and roll concert going on up there. I mean, it's you know, it's kind of quiet in there.
So. But if you talk about splitting love between children, children ain't born on the same day. So when you, just like you did the other day, before you took two of your oldest kids to the racetrack, and then when the older, you know, the next year there was a third one that was old enough, and you took him. I mean, it just every year, you know, the next kid grows up and he gets to do what the other kid did. I mean, it ain't like you got to do everything right then. I mean, I didn't take Gracie, in a motel and let her just on a room service when she was 6 years old. Not like she was on her 13th birthday, like I did with the boy. I was like, hey, go have a ball, baby. You know what I mean? I wanted her to enjoy it. I mean, and then every year, I mean, you just change. But, I'm jealous of you. I wish I had enough money to have 10 kids. Boy, I promise you that right now. I would never. But, I want to say this about the what's going on. And it's turning, but it ain't turning fast enough. I mean, on the global side, Brand. I mean, is there something?
It's a 70 to 100 year problem.
Yeah.
And it's going to take, look, there are three major milestones in the globalist thing. The founding of the globalism in the middle of World War I, the turn of globalism when you really saw its full force come into being during World War II, and then the last 35 years since George H.W. Bush's election to presidency in 1989. I mean, those are the three big hallmarks. And each time, globalism got more beefed up, on more steroids, more powerful, more hungry, more insatiable, more treating humanity like a commodity. To the point now where, I mean, we have a story here today in Montgomery where a guy beats his girlfriend to death with a club, a golf club, because thinks that's up because she won't have an abortion and kill his child. I mean, that's where we are as a society. This guy made a decision in the moment that he was going to beat a woman to death with a golf club because she wouldn't kill his child. That's the result. That's 100 years of treating humanity like a commodity. That's what this is.
I got one question on the global side for you. I'll let you get back the other day. I know you are so good at tracking money. Where is the globalist information? Where have you found the money? Does it disappear once it gets overseas? I mean, who is paying these folks to say some of this stuff on national TV?
Randall.
And then keep this up, what's going on at
Randall
the border,
trying to get me killed.
I know you know.
I don't know anything, Randall.
I know you don't. All right, buddy. Just tell me, did you lose it?
Listen.
Where'd you lose to that?
It depends on the money you're talking about. Globalism is all the international commerce that these folks are profiting off of, and you don't lose the money. You see it; it's in plain sight. But the globalists have convinced you, lied to you, that it's in your best interest. The globalists have the middle and upper middle class of America fighting to make themselves broke, to break their own finances. That's how effective these guys have become. They have you guys out there fighting for policies that undermine your ability to get ahead in life. That's globalism 101, and that's on the Republican and Democratic sides.
Yeah,
I do have to run, Randall.
I do want to say this. You did say when Trey Gowdy, when all the Democrats stood up and counted, you said that 4 or 5 years, whenever it was, 4 years ago, that, hey, y'all better cut his head off now. See you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. No, I did. I've always thought Trey Gowdy was a snake. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not had an opportunity to get over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, then I pity you. I pity you, because they do a fantastic job. I mean, a fantastic job. And I encourage you to get over there. They're generous sponsors of hour number one. As we get closer to lunch hour, I'll tell you a little bit about the special this week and all the delicious items they have going on over there. But there are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. See, I'm even playing the song Fred asked for. It's not personal with Fred. He's a good caller.
I thought he wanted you to play the theme to All My Children.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
iCaliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from the Prepple Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Four words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Plus the latest from the tropics and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look. Where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. 5 minutes, or excuse me, 10 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service are providing a service to this area that is desperately and sorely needed, and that is tree trimming, tree thinning, tree removal, the whole nine yards, emergency tree services. Listen, at some point you're going to need these folks. At some point you're going to need them. You might as well go ahead and program the number in your phone. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. I'll give you two numbers, 328-2484. That's the main number, 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. The backup number, this is the emergency 24-hour-day, 7-day-week number. This is the one you're going to want to have in your phone in case the tree falls on your house, 478-3103. 478-3103. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15-plus years in the business. Not a chainsaw and a truck. Licensed, insured. They know exactly what they're doing. They're professionals. This is what they do. Give them a call when you get a chance. 328-2484. 328-2484. Check them out on Facebook. If you forget anything I said, just go to Facebook. You can find them there. David.
You know, I came from a family of 10 kids.
What number were you?
I was the oldest son, and I was smack dab in the middle.
Oh, really? They had four girls and then you?
Yeah. So we were like, you know, but the funny thing was, since I was the first son born, I was my dad's namesake. So I told all my brothers and sisters, I was the only one planned. All of you were mistakes.
David.
And what was funny was, is I had cousins who, same thing, they had like, I think, 9 or 10 in their family, and we had another with 4. So it's like, if we got together for a family reunion, there was like 25 or 30 of us kids running around. We were like a horde of locusts wherever we went, you know, just destroying everything in their path. So, but, you know, I have no problem with anybody having as many kids as they want, as long as they're good parents and can take care of their kids. What I absolutely despise is seeing parents who are not good parents having children, and especially people who are on the government dole and expect we, the taxpayers, to pay for their kids' lives from cradle to grave. That bothers me.
I hear you. I'm right there with you. I don't think that that should be anybody's reason for having children or expectation when they have children. I'm all for a safety net system in a country as wealthy as ours that is temporary and strong. But, you know, I understand the frustration people have. But
yeah, yeah. And, you know, whenever I was out when my kids were little, in order to shut people down, because like you're saying, you're out with your kids, people always are asking you questions. And I'd have all these little old ladies come up to me and say, "Oh, your kids are so cute." He says, "Are these all you have?" I said, "As far as I know." And they'd always get this look of consternation on their face and walk away.
you can always go with it. Nah, the other six are in prison.
Yeah.
It was a family heist. They all got together. Hey, thanks for your call, David.
Take care.
Certainly. Ricardo. Poor Ricardo. No patience in the Ricardo family. None. I mentioned this story in passing, but did you hear this story, Jack? This ex-boyfriend admits to killing this woman. Her name was Mara McCoy. She's an 18-year-old. She was 10 weeks pregnant, and she was beaten to death with a golf club by her boyfriend, who was upset she wouldn't kill the baby.
I think I heard this like 2 days ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Well, he finally admitted. He finally admitted to it.
God.
He first confessed to his brother or brother-in-law, something like that, and didn't believe him. They're like, "Nah, that's not possible." I don't know. I mean, the whole thing's gross. Ricardo.
Hola.
Hola, señor.
Hey, I am on the warpath today.
Yeah?
With all my Native American friends. Yes. I got an issue. How is it the Democrats and the left-wing liberals are more concerned about keeping those children separated from their illegal parents, keyword, emphasize, illegal, hyphenated, want to do, than they are with their national party about pro-abortion, about killing children? Explain that to me.
Well, I guess the Republicans and the conservatives could switch it around and say, well, we also are against separating parents from their children. The situation we're in favor of at the border is a temporary separation. You're trying to permanently separate parents from their children.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean, that's the three things that are the main pillars of the Democratic National Party: A, gun control, pro-homosexuality, and pro-abortion. Am I correct? Correct.
There are a few other things.
There are a few other things. Those are sort of the litmus test issues.
Here's an issue I just don't... I have a big issue with. Is Marco Rubio now on the gang with the left-wingers?
Yes, Marco Rubio is a deeply compromised individual. And
is it because of his nationality?
No, I don't think so. I don't know whether he was a fraudulent conservative initially or whether he.
You mean he was a rhino?
Yeah, I think when he started flirting with running for president,
Mitch McConnell. They got a hold of him. How many rhinos?
Hey, I got to run.
All right, man.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be back. Sit tight. More of this. If you like this, more of it straight ahead. If not, there are other options.
Don't you ever ask them why? If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tidalay Bliss latex mattresses and Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lowered profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. United.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United.